Support for The Front Porch comes from the Charleston Gazette-Mail using its CGM app to deliver the latest news, traffic, and weather, keeping you in the know while you're on the go and you are on the front porch. My name is Rick Wilson with the American Friends Service Committee. With me is Jesse Troyan with the Cardinal Institute. How you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing good this morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Scott Finn cannot be with us, which may explain the festive atmosphere around West Virginia Public Broadcasting this week. Do you have any idea where he may be, Jesse?
I heard he was in Vegas doing an Elvis impersonation contest.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope he does remember to shave because it would improve his chances of success. And, Scott, just remember, if you shoot out the TV, you're going to have to pay for it. Moving right along, what is a big story in West Virginia this week? I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Is it the noodling bill again?
I think that clearly should be, but unfortunately, we live in a fallen world. Apparently, there was a minor dust-up regarding education employees in the state, which has come to some sort of resolution. Now, Jesse, you and I are on opposite sides of this one, but on the front porch, we're all about being civil with each other. First, let's just construct the timeline, shall we, about where we were as of last week?
Okay, so the big second wave of what went on here was on Tuesday when our Governor Jim Justice met with the heads of the WVEA, AFT, West Virginia, and the WVSSPA.
School Support Personnel Association,
correct.
Yeah.
And a supposed deal was struck where teachers and I think troopers at that point were going to get 5% raises and service personnel in the schools were going to get 3%. However, in the days, probably the next 48 hours following that, it seemed like the two houses in the legislature had not really been consulted on that deal, leading to a whole lot of some disagreements on what was going to transpire.
So if you're trying to remember all the percentages involved in this, I think first proposed was a series of 1% raises, then there was a 2-1-1, and then a lot of back and forth. Tuesday might have been 3 for state employees and 5 for across the board for education workers. I'm not sure, but anyway, at the time, they were calling on Wednesday to be a cooling off period and Thursday a day to go back to work, but people weren't having it. And in part, I think there was no time to consult. But also the Senate. Senate President Mitch Carmichael said, nah, I think I want to give that to PEIA. And there was a lack of trust. And then it was off to the races again a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's a pretty good reconstruction of it. And to feed into Carmichael's point about putting the money towards PEIA instead of the raises that Justice found through revised revenue estimates. On Wednesday, it seemed like the refrain from most of the teachers who were in the Capitol, as they were on Talk Line with Hoppy or just anywhere else on social media, PEIA was the major concern, more so than the pay raises.
And I think, too, like this clearly is an example of I call it an uprising. You call it like you want, but no one was really, there was not a puppet master in this one, I don't think, calling the shots. This was a sort of a big grassroots thing. The struggle continued, and it looked like it could go on and on, right? Then the House passed a 5%.
Yeah, I think it was a 98-1 vote.
The Senate did not concur for a while. They passed a 4-4 and sent it back to the House, which unanimously refused to concur. And I thought the conference committee, that's where I think things could have gone crazy. But then, amazingly, was it Tuesday morning, an announcement of a 5-5 agreement across the board, and the Governor Justice actually called a signing ceremony. I had to go there. I was like, you know, like in the Bible when Thomas doubted, you know, Jesus, he had to like put his, I had to like go there and be there and see that they were actually doing it and signing off on the deal there. So it's quite a roller coaster ride. My wife's a teacher, disclosure, and she's glad to be back at work today. Any thoughts just on the wrap-up of this? Then we might go back and forth on what we think about it.
I think the way everything wrapped up, it was definitely a solution where everybody who was involved can take home with them a win, if you will. So the heads of the three respective unions were able to, you know, help broker a deal that gives their personnel raises and some semblance of security as far as their health insurance premiums. The House, which seemed very much behind the 5% raise, they were able to see that number brought through. The Senate, which seemed very hesitant about the updated revenue estimates, since the 5% was coming through cuts elsewhere in the budget or just not going forward with spending in the state budget that had already been agreed upon earlier, you know, these more fiscally conservative representatives, senators, can go back to their constituents and say, look, no, we're trying to protect your wallets. We're trying to spend your tax dollars wisely. And Jim Justice comes off looking like quite the deal broker.
Yeah, what an interesting, say what you want about Governor Justice. I mean, he listens to people. He has a heart. He's movable on the issues. So surprises here. Maybe we can go ping pong just over the last month or two, connect with this. What are some things that surprised us about it? For me, the big surprise is that it happened at all in January. So again, we may have a different perspective. I was looking for 60 days of hell where working people would be ground to dust and stuff like that. And that didn't quite happen. That was my big surprise, that this was an uprising.
My surprise in it is how cohesive this 55 strong, 55 united was. I mean, I'm a pretty big cynic, as most of the listeners here might have gathered. And it was very impressive and to a pretty strong degree, inspirational, that everybody stuck together, stuck it out. I thought, you know, Panhandle counties, both in the northern and eastern panhandles, were going to fracture off and that things were going to get ugly. As I specifically said last week, you know, for everyone, I'm glad that that's not what it went to, even if I am surprised.
I agree. The solidarity was, I really think it was a beautiful thing for this whole thing. It was a nonviolent event. People stuck together. There was a lot of community support. Kids. To me, some of the heroes in this are the superintendents who knew that, like, if we work this out together, everyone would be stronger and it would have less of a divisive impact and be better for the kids all the way around. So to me, a shout out to teachers, to school support workers, to allies, but also the superintendents who really leaned hard into this and encouraged the deal. Other surprises?
I wouldn't say surprises or whatever, but it definitely on Saturday night when it seemed like all chaos was breaking loose and all kinds of mess was hitting the fan with the back and forth on the Senate where it's on the floor, it was voted on 4%, but the text in the bill was 5%.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then that created mass chaos everywhere. You know, shout out to all these different reporters across a number of fields right now.
Yeah.
You know, Dave Mistich here, Jake Zuckerman, yep. Brad McElhaney, I think Jake Jarvis. Yeah. So every news source in town, for as much as Twitter is often devolves into a cesspool, these guys with their live, up-to-date, you know, quick blurb updates, you know, sitting on my couch at 10:30 at night, I felt like I was sitting in the galleries in the Capitol.
I think I have Twitter blisters from all this. And we've had Brad McElhaney on here before. I just want to say, Brad, you are a hero, a rock star of this. Great reporting. I just follow, after a while, I'm just going to follow Brad and refresh every few seconds to see what's going on. I mean, not to take away from anything anywhere else, but he was really on the case. And someone I'll give a shout out to also at Metro News is Hoppy Kirchival. Now, he's a very conservative thing. I say I have like a 25% overlap with Hoppy, but I think he really contributed constructively to a resolution on this because, of course, he had the ear of, you know, conservatives over there, but he was calling out all along for some kind of win-win solution. So props to Hoppy on this one, too.
Absolutely. And last week, while everybody was gathered at the Capitol day in, day out, very vocally present, he was not missing a beat on Talk Line.
So here's a funny story. A friend of mine was over at the legislature, and she was saying the coolest thing for her while everybody was over there was like all these big hotshot lobbyists were sort of walking around shell-shocked, realizing that when there's, you know, thousands of people there, they kind of seem relatively insignificant. And like when the deal was reached and people were going home, she's like, don't leave me. Please stay here. Some of us miss y'all guys out there. Any other surprises on this? You want to go to like lessons or conclusions or?
I think one of the big takeaways here is this movement seems to be taking on a life of its own in other states. Because last week, and thankfully for Pittsburgh school districts, a resolution was reached, but I think it was last Monday the Pittsburgh Public Schools Teachers Union, whatever their respective chapter up there is, had issued a 96-hour notice that if some sort of a deal wasn't struck, they were going to take the same kind of actions as we just wrapped up in West Virginia. Some of the same things are going on in Oklahoma right now. And the way that everything kind of came together that was, okay, we have listened to the voices. We are going to respond to this movement, give teachers, service personnel these raises that I will even say are probably long overdue. Lord knows I couldn't hack it as a teacher.
Seth Meyers had a great comment about that on Seth. I don't know. It's a meme that's been going around about don't mess with teachers. You know, like they have no fear. They're around teenagers all day.
Oh, yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah, I have seen that one passed around. But that it was also done through, okay, we're not just going to raise taxes. The public isn't just supposed to be some ATM for whatever government at whatever level decides it wants to do. But to say, okay, then there are other things that we've talked about, and those are just going to get tabled this year.
So one thing I'll say, too, to the credit of the governor, is a lot of the, since they didn't accept his revenue estimates, a lot of the cuts came out of increases that Justice had proposed. So they didn't really go for the most punitive. Even there's a little bit of Medicaid, but it's not really a permanent hit to it. But I think you're right. All eyes were on West Virginia in a better way than they've been for a long time. You know, for the last, since November 2016, there's been a standard, let's go to West Virginia and talk to poor people about why they voted for Trump kind of thing. And this was a whole different positive image of West Virginia. I think it was a beautiful story, people sticking together. I have a karate friend in Portugal who followed this very closely. It's really cool that I think we look good, y'all. Seriously.
I mean, the eyes were on us, and with the exception of a few outliers, and there's going to be some of those in every massive group where people got really snarky about specific senators or updating Wikipedia pages,
some senators threw in their own shade on that one, too.
That's true. But just that everything stayed civil, didn't break out into mass chaos. We demonstrated without things getting ugly. And I think in times of a lot of chaos in West Virginia, like in the 2016 floods, you know, that it was people reaching out, it was community, there were lots of community stories and not people looting and whatever else, that once again does show this good community light of West Virginia in these, oh, what's up with Trump country and poor Appalachia.
Yeah. Also, you know, like, if you're going to go into a war of making signs, don't do it with teachers because they can come up with, like, some really awesome ones at short notice.
Absolutely. The talent in college on the ESPN's College Game Day, when they come to West Virginia, man, some of these teachers, they could be at the top of the ranks.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the other thing I think about is, like, it really shows the power that people have whenever they just stick together. And I really do think most of the changes that have benefited ordinary people have come from disrupting business as usual. But we did it here in a way that didn't, you know, that was nonviolent and was pretty civil. And people were new to this. You know, this was the first rodeo of many people, maybe the first time they got involved in policy or following the legislature and stuff like that. So to have so many people so new at this do it so well was really amazing, I think.
Yeah, and I would hope that going forward that the way people bought in and invested their time to learn about the issues, to understand all the sides of what was going on here, that some more of this, not so much necessarily political activism, but this washing away of what I call rational ignorance, the benefit of knowing more stuff about what's going on in state policy is outweighed by the cost in your time or frustration to learn about it. That I think maybe this has eroded some of that, and there's a more engaged, more attentive, you know, West Virginia population as it relates to what's going on at the Capitol.
And be remiss not to mention there are 1,400 frontier workers represented by the Communication Workers of America on strike. Solidarity, guys. I have a quote, not really, it's not political at all, but it's from a book by Shunryu Suzuki, a Zen Buddhist master who wrote a book called Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. He said, it's a really famous quote, that in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert minds, there are few. You know, if you do something all the time, you really see a limited number of possibilities, but if you come at it fresh, the way so many thousands of people did in West Virginia, you don't know that some stuff is impossible. And you try it, and then sometimes you actually do it. Let's keep our beginner's mind out there. The Japanese word for that is shoshin. And you got anything else?
Things came to a resolution that a lot of people can be happy about. And now that we're all kind of back to business as usual, how about we all get together for a cookout this weekend and just keep the spirit of community going here?
And well, I do have one complaint. You know, I've given a lot of support to my union brothers and sisters, but I have one bone to pick with them. Like, did y'all really have to do this when I was trying to give up alcohol for Lent? Really? That was so not cool. I've had to, like, miss 3 days thanks to you guys. So, anyway, next time, like, do it, like, not during Lent, okay? Solidarity. And that's the front porch. Jesse, have a good week.
You too.
And if Scott doesn't win, we may have to do a little grief counseling next week. And you guys can all listen to it on the front porch.